Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Welcome to the show. More studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Over to Dennis in Oklahoma. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's up, buddy? Just getting on the show.
Hey, I was just wanting to call you and let you know. I just got back off tour from Afghanistan. Got back in this weekend. But I was going to let you guys know that every day before we went out, and we'd usually be out for a couple days, but when we'd get back also, we'd sit there and we'd unwind, we'd relax, and every time we'd either put on the Bobby Bones Show or... Since our whole group's from Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas, I'll just listen to some good old country music.
Hey, come on. Come on. Look at that. First of all, that applause is for you, Dennis, for serving our country. Appreciate you. And then, yeah, thanks for listening to the show, man. Hey, why don't we send him a B-team hat? Because this guy right here personifies whatever that means. I don't know what that means. We send him like a B-team bucket of cash, too. We have any of those?
No, I think we're out of that.
Oh. I'm going to send you a B-team hat, though, Dennis. Hey, I appreciate that, man. So how long are you back home now?
I'm back home for good for now until they decide to deploy me again.
Come on. There he is. There he is. Dennis, hold on the phone 1 second. Man, I could get that for you. Top 3 songs in country music. Number 3.
She got the best of me.
Luke Combs. She got the best of me.
She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me.
Number 2, Best Shot, Jimmy Allen.
Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California.
And number 1, Kane Brown, Lose It.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me, you got. My heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it.
The biggest song in the hip-hop chart is Wake Up in the Sky, Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak.
Oh. Wake up in the sky, you can tell me how you fly.
I don't know this one.
Me either.
I miss Gucci Mane, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't heard him in a minute.
Well, he was in jail for a while.
Oh, what, really?
Oh. And then number 1 pop song is Happier.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the evening falls,
Those are your big songs. You ready for today's show or no?
Yeah.
You want to go home? Just call
no.
it a day?
Let's do it. Ready.
Let's all vote. What do you want to do? Go home or stay?
No, we stay.
Okay,
we're already here.
Everybody's all good? Lunchbox?
I'll stay, I guess. All right. You guys are going to vote that, I thought we'd take a day off.
There we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Costa Rica. The body that was found matches that of the U.S. tourist that went missing. A local security guard has been taken into custody. In sports, congrats to Seattle. You're getting an NHL hockey team. They start in 2021. And finally, in weather news, pretty nice in most places, 40s and 50s. Lots of rain in California, though.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, so this morning, we give away our gifts. Everybody drew somebody, and you give them one gift. We thought we'd do that instead of having to buy everybody gifts, because who wants to spend all that money? And so, I have Hillary. I'll be giving her a gift. Amy, who do you have?
Raymundo.
Ah, and you have it here today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim in Oklahoma, hello.
Hi, hello.
We're talking about Christmas and gift giving. What you think?
I think you should not get Lunchbox another gift and maybe even take back what you gave him because he's so ungrateful.
Yeah, so at the Christmas party, I gave everybody a pair of really nice headphones. Headphones that I use, so they're the best. Because you know me, I love to hear good things. Tell me something good. I like to hear it inside of something good.
Or you like to not hear other things.
Yeah, they're sound canceling. Yeah, because I fly a lot. So I gave Lunchbox a pair. I gave everybody a pair. I got a pair, wrapped them up. And Lunchbox was like, I want a bigger gift. Where's the big gift? And Kim, you think I should take the gift back I gave him?
I think you should. I think he's being very ungrateful and greedy, and that's not what the season is meant for.
I would agree with that. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, is that anything else you'd like to say?
Just that he needs to be thinking that, you know, kids are listening and he's not setting a good example for children. You
Lunchbox?
Don't say, gimme, gimme, gimme.
No. Listen, I said thank you. I'm thankful for the headphones, but I just thought there was maybe a bigger gift coming. I didn't think there's anything wrong with expecting a bigger gift or asking for one. That's what you do. You ask Santa for something bigger, and sometimes Santa...
I'm not Santa. All right, Kim, thank you for your call. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. On this day in country music, let's move on from that, because today's a big day in country music. Let's do this right here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Ooh. 40 years ago today, 1978, the Charlie Daniels Band, they go into the studio and they record
Johnny, here I smell your bow.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals it hard. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
I know every word of the song. We play it on our shows, Raging Idiot Shows. The song was originally called Lonesome Fiddle Blues.
Ooh, that wouldn't have worked.
And it was released by Vassar Clements in 1975 while Charlie Daniels played guitar on it.
Whoa.
The original version. The Charlie Daniels Band took it, moved it up an octave, put words on it, because there was no words on this.
Okay.
And there you go. Number one. No words, dude.
And now it's a classic.
Now it's a classic, yeah. There you go, that's what happened 40 years ago today.
That was
on this day in
country music.
Monday, December 18th is the day that most people start slacking off at work for Christmas.
Sounds about right.
They did this HR analytics survey. 42% of people admit they're online shopping all day long, starting on the 18th.
Yeah, I can see that.
Somebody was in their studio the other day, and they were like, hey, I watched Amy. She online shopped the whole time. Like, they're on a couch back there. And they sat behind you.
I know who that was. He said something about the boots I was looking at. And I was like, sometimes it's just on the page, and I flip back and forth.
Of course.
He was like, did you get those shoes? I was like, I think so.
35% confessed they'll be spending time planning Christmas Day. 30% say they're figuring out what they're going to do on their day off for Christmas, the days off. 12% do a longer lunch break. 17% duck out of work early every day. And then 20% of people say they indulge in a little sip of liquor or two while they're at work.
Wow.
What? Put some in our coffee?
I guess anything. A little eggnog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when we had our Christmas party a couple nights ago at my house, nothing crazy happened, really. Nobody, like, made out or...
Mm-mm.
I mean, it was just us, so that would have been really weird. But But Amy did drop food.
I did.
Ugh. A lot of food, like on the ground. And then I got hassled on Instagram for not opening the door for you.
Oh.
Well. I was on the other side of the room.
Right.
And I was also...
You were filming everybody's departure.
Yeah, I was the camera guy. I was like, goodbye, goodbye. And then Amy, ba-doom, dropped it all on the floor.
Ugh, it's the worst.
And then she had to get home because her babysitter was leaving. And she's like, I can't leave. So she stayed and cleaned it up. And her kid just went sitterless. And they were lost like 4 hours throughout the streets.
Mm-hmm, but your rug's clean.
But my rug is clean.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true, though, is it?
No, it's fine. Yeah. I was only 10 minutes late.
Later on, we're going to do our gift giving. I have Hillary, our phone screener. I have a gift for her. Eddie has Morgan number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Morgan number one in the glass room gives to Lunchbox, so that should be interesting.
Oh, great.
If there's anything that can sour us for Christmas every single year, it's
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
And that's it.
Every single year. He's been in fights with Amy on Christmas.
Well, she gets me terrible gifts. She got me a puzzle one year.
Like 12 years ago
at
this point.
Yeah, he holds on to it. Because she got him some great gifts, but the thing is he holds on to the bad things.
She gave you a hot chocolate maker one time.
Yeah, it made a gallon of hot chocolate. Who drinks a gallon of hot chocolate at a time? You can't do that. It's impossible.
Okay.
I've never been sad that someone gave me too much of a good thing.
Right.
You love hot chocolate.
Like if I was like, Amy, thanks for this thimble of hot chocolate maker, but you know, can't really get much out of this. That'd be good.
So just remember that when you get your gift, you have to be grateful.
I'll just be like, hey, cool, thanks. Next.
Okay. Yeah.
So... And I'll probably appreciate it. And depending on what Lunchbox gives me, because he's so obsessed with this big gift you're supposed to get, you guys know the pressure's on Lunchbox for you guys to get something. If it's awesome, everybody gets a gift.
I'm not holding my breath. I mean, I don't expect him to give you anything good.
Okay. But you do expect a bigger gift.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Edit's wearing his headphones right now.
I love my gift already.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bone.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Forbes came out with their annual list of the world's highest paid musicians of 2018, and Luke Bryan is the top earner of all country stars, coming in at number 16 with $52 million in earnings. Randy Houser is set to release his new album, Magnolia, on January 11th, and it will come out with its own film. Houser said that the album became so vivid as he was creating it that he wanted it to be more than just music. Scotty McCreery has been out on his Seasons Change tour and sharing a cover of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You with fans. Here's a clip.
Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Oh, I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Well, Christmas came early to some shoppers at a Pennsylvania Walmart when some stranger who did not want to be identified went and bought all the layaway items.
Oh, love that.
The Secret Santa wrote a check. It's for a lot of money, too. To the Kennett Square store and spread holiday cheer for all the folks who did not be able to pay for what they had on layaway right now.
Right.
A spokesperson for Walmart explains, they told us they picked a new Walmart each year, and this happened to be the one they picked to give back. The anonymous act is impressive, but it's still not the biggest purchase made by a mysterious charitable shopper. Back in June, a Secret Santa spent over $1 million buying toys from Toys R Us.
Mm.
All being anonymous.
Man.
What's up?
It's incredible. If you're going to do it, take credit for it.
What if you're not doing it for the credit?
Well, I think everybody does stuff for the credit, but I don't know. It's a great thing. I mean, just imagine you have something on layaway. You show up and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's already paid for. Here you go. Just take it home.
Oh, that'd be crazy. All our Christmas gifts were on layaway as a kid forever. My mom would put them on in like September or October, and then hopefully we'd get them out in time for Christmas. And this that never happened to us, but I can imagine. It would
be so awesome.
That's good. I like that. Thank you very much. And that's what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lincoln, Nebraska. A man had just got done watching Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and he's like, man, I want to try to drive like Ace. So he got in his car, was sticking his head out the window like Ace Ventura, veered off the road, crashed into a tree.
I wonder if people know what that means. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Ever seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I don't think I have. I know who Ace Ventura is, but I've never seen the movie.
Who's Ace Ventura?
He's like a character in a movie. That's about all.
Who plays him?
No idea.
Whoa.
Oh no.
It's Jim Carrey. It's his first big movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
When we were young, back in the olden,
oh, man.
Back when MySpace had Tom, kids. Back when Green Day was rocking the charts. It was the funniest movie ever for a while.
Everyone quoted it.
Yes. Yeah. All righty then.
Exactly.
So, well, you know, nice dated story, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Da, 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 da. So we're going to play the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas game. So I'll play a version, just name the artist. For example,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You wouldn't know this one.
Had a very shiny nose.
Is that Bing?
Nah, it's Gene Autry.
You ever saw it?
But the rest of these are very famous artists. Name who's singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Clip one.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed.
I'm in for the win.
All of the other reindeer,
I'm in,
used to laugh and call him
Lunchbox.
George Strait.
Amy.
George Strait.
Eddie.
George Strait.
All right, there you go.
Joining any reindeer game.
All right, who's singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer here?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny.
Lunchbox?
That's easy. That's Casey Musgraves.
Amy?
Casey Musgraves.
Eddie?
Ooh, I said Miranda Lambert.
Ooh, it's Casey Musgraves. Okay, name this one.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, why, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Dolly Parton.
There you go. Amy?
Dolly.
Hey,
that's Dolly.
There you go.
Joining any reindeer games until one.
All right, here we go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it,
I'm in.
You would even say it glows.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Willie Nelson.
Lunchbox?
My boy Willie Nelson.
Eddie?
That's Willie.
Call him name.
Boy, you guys are nailing them. Eddie, you're one back.
I know.
Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a baby shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it goes. Come on, come on! All of the other reindeer used to
laugh for
their names. They never live for Rudolph.
Lunchbox?
DMX.
Amy?
DMX.
Eddie?
DMX.
There you go.
Okay. That's a funny one.
He do a whole album?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, he had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say, it glows.
What on earth?
All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
Oh, they used to laugh, call him names. They never let poor Rudolph, play in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came.
I'm
in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Goofy.
No, no. Eddie, you can get back in the game.
Tim Allen?
No. Amy?
I don't have anything.
It's William Shatner.
Oh.
What? The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right, Star Trek?
There are two people inside of this next one. You have to get them both.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. Here you go. And...
Reindeer.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Goofy and Mickey.
No.
What?
Amy.
Donald Duck?
Donald Duck!
And Goofy?
Yes.
Eddie? Yeah, Goofy and Donald.
But Amy, you are the winner. You didn't miss a single one.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
You know, nothing gets me in the Christmas mood like...
Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a baby shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently, our cell phones are 7 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh, great.
But you have to think, our hands touch everything. Our hands are constantly on our phone. We don't wash our phones. I wash my phone. But most people don't wash their phones. And also, let me say this. Anytime you hear someone go, well, it's so many times dirtier than a toilet seat. Just think about a toilet seat for a second. It's really just touching your butt cheeks. Not that dirty. You may pee on it. Pee's not that dirty. It's actually
sterile.
Yeah. So the toilet seat things, like, they go just because you use the bathroom in it. But toilet seats really aren't that dirty.
Mm-hmm.
If they said cell phones, like kitchen sinks are terrible.
Yeah.
For dirt, for, you know, disgusting germs.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about that, how gross your phone is?
I need to think about it more. I need to clean it more. I wipe it down sometimes, but just hearing that, it's so true. I get grossed out about weird things, but like my phone, I'm like, I'll lick it.
What?
I talk on it. I mean, I'm just saying that's how casual I am with how dirty it is. Like,
you
I,
lick your phone?
No,
lick
I'm
your
not.
Phone.
Oh, that's okay, interesting. Fine. I don't literally lick it, but that's how I put it up to my face all the time.
I was looking at the story about YouTube kids. The number one paid YouTube kid makes $22 million a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is that, what's his name?
What?
Henry, no, what's his name?
The kid who does the toys.
The review, toy review.
The 7-year-old. He made $22 million reviewing toys and selling a line of collectibles. Most of the other ones are gamers. They play video games online. Most of them are gamers. But yeah,
and they love to watch like what's on what would be on the TV screen if they were playing a video game. Like people just love to watch that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So there's our gift exchange comes up a little later on. If you guys have your gifts ready for today, I know I have mine for phone girl Hillary. We all drew people. So everybody got theirs here today.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, Molly in Kansas.
Hi. How are you?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I just got to school, so I drive 45 minutes to class, so I'm finally here. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. Well, what can I do for you? Sit you on the phone.
I just wanted to say good morning, and I really love listening to you guys. You guys are so funny, and you make the drive a lot easier.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Where do you go to school?
I go to Butler Community College in Andover.
Used to summer there.
What? Wait, what did you say? Sorry.
Nothing. Nothing. What I do is when someone says somewhere I've never been, I go, well, I used to summer there, because that's what really rich people would say whenever they mention a place.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually summered anywhere.
No.
I guess unless you just go somewhere during the summer. So I've been to Tampa.
Yeah, but that's like for a weekend.
Yeah,
no,
just a weekend. I think you like physically go move.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't forget, tomorrow morning, though, too, is the St. Jude Radiothon. As we look for you guys to become partners in Hope. And a lot of artists are stopping by to play tomorrow, so that'd be cool, too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you guys are going to Colorado for Christmas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be gone. And my husband's like, are you sure we should be putting out there that we're leaving town for Christmas? I said, look, we post on Instagram. People, like, yeah.
If they're going to rob you, they're going to rob you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going to get robbed. But good news is, don't rob me, because we found someone to come stay at our house with the dog. Whoop! Like, got it hooked up. But we're trying to, before we got that situation, we were calling around to different, you know, boarding places to see if there was a place that could take our dog. And there's a couple places, let me tell you. One place was trying to sell us on hooking our dog up with a poolside view.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they charged extra for that. Poolside view. Like their room would have a pool. It's a dog. I didn't understand. And I said, so people pay extra for this? Yes. People also pay extra for cuddling. So you can have someone legit go into wherever your dog's room and lay down and cuddle with them for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that I'd pay for. When I used to put my dog in, I bought everything.
I mean, the cuddling, okay, fine, I get. But the poolside view?
My dog got good Wi-Fi, poolside view. He got a turn-down service, a chocolate on the pillow.
Ooh.
Yeah, all that.
They'll do. Some of the rooms have TVs and VCRs and all, and they'll play like 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah? Which the dog doesn't know. That's just for us humans.
Right. Well, the dog doesn't know the poolside view either.
Exactly.
Again, just for us humans. All that.
I just couldn't believe that was like a thing.
Did you get
like,
all your shots for your dog, meaning he doesn't catch one of those diseases while he's there?
Yeah, she's good. Yes, she has all the shots anyways. But now, luckily, we don't have to put her in a boarding place.
What's up with Christmas? So you're going to Colorado with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do? Do they ski?
They don't yet, but we're going to try.
Yeah?
And because all their cousins will be there, and they all ski, so I don't know. It's either going to go awesome where they're like, this is super cool and fun. Like they like roller skating. They really like that. I'm like, guys, it's like roller skating, but on snow.
But you can tear your ACL. It'd be amazing.
And you're going to be freezing. Your little Haitian bodies are going to be freezing cold. So it could go really well and fun. Or it could be like tears on the mountain. Take me home. Miserable. And nobody's going to have any fun.
That'd be me. I've never been skiing. I saw, I'm friends with Matt Carney, the artist, and he's been skiing for like 80 days. I watch his Insta story. It's all snow all the time, and he's always covered in snow going, this is the greatest. I just have no interest in being cold.
Yeah, it can get pretty cold. You have to just prepare for the coldness. And then once you get warmed up and you're having so much fun, and listen, I'm not good. My husband grew up skiing. That's why we ski, because his family does it, and he's really, really good, obnoxiously good. And I just chill, you know? I go to a little bunny slope. I have a good time. I get hot cocoa at the top, yeah. Hang out with my sister. Because her husband and my husband, they tear it up like they're... Oh, and by the way, my sister's husband's torn like 5 ACLs.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. They jump off. He's like, yeah, I just tore my ACL, but I'm going to keep skiing. So I think if you want to go one time, Bobby, you could join me on the bunny slopes and you'd be fine. Like, I would love to see Bobby go out and do that.
5 minutes tops, and then you're done, I bet.
To all of our listeners in Denver, shout out. I have no idea. Never been skiing, ever. Lunchbox, what are you doing for Christmas?
Going to Houston.
Wife's family.
Yeah, I had to spend it with in-laws.
You don't like that?
Have to.
I mean, it's just not my family. I mean, I shouldn't say that. They are my family, but it's not my blood family, so it's just hard. It's a little weird.
But you had Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes.
Okay. Is her family cool?
Sometimes. I mean, they're not as cool as my family. They're all right. And it's just, they're just different. They're very serious and kind of, they don't joke around as much as my family. And it's like, you don't make fun of each other. You're real nice to each other. It's just different.
They're real nice to each other. Well, that sounds miserable for the holidays.
Yeah, but they're pleasant. Like, they don't joke around. And it's just going to be awkward.
Did they get you a good gift?
I hope they do.
You love presents, don't you?
I do love presents. Like, I love looking under the tree and seeing my name on a present.
Did you buy more presents or will you get more presents this year?
Hopefully get.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't buy that many.
But you want to get a lot?
I want to get a lot.
Our gift giving is coming up.
Bobby Bones! Yeah.
Melissa in Tennessee, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How are y'all?
Really good. You know, coming up, we're going to do our gift exchange where we've all brought presents and we drew names. We have to give one present to one person. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. Sometimes people get upset about gifts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. I didn't realize that was today.
Yeah. And not only that, people get upset, but some people get really happy, too. So all the Christmas emotions are coming up. So I'm very excited about that near the top of the hour. And what would you like to say?
I just wanted to call and say that I love you guys, love the show. And I know people call that all the time, but I definitely like feel like you guys are my like real friends. And I was thinking this morning how proud I was of you guys this year. Like, 2018 was like everyone just had such big life changes and like changes even in like how you like express yourself and your emotions. And I mean, for you and Amy and Lunchbox, it was just such a big year. And this morning I was just like, I am so proud of all of them. So I just wanted to call and tell you guys.
Well, thanks. I think, Amy, it's been a big year as a mom,
mm-hmm.
because it's her first full year with those kids.
Yep.
Amy adopted 2 children from Haiti, and I feel like they're really, at times, thriving for the first time.
December right now looks very, very different than January did. Like,
yeah.
January seems like it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, crazy.
It was heavy. And then Lunchbox became a dad, had a baby.
Yep, crazy.
Lunch had a baby.
Bobby got the mirror ball.
I did. Yeah, career-wise, this has been my best year. I got Idol.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I signed a new, like, monster deal. The mirror ball, I had a bestseller. It's been a crazy year. But I don't have a girlfriend yet, though. Like, you know anybody?
I don't know. But I think other than your career, I feel like emotionally this year has been big for you. I mean, I know I'm not, like, your actual friend, but I feel like even on air, like, you've just been a lot better at, like, being open to, like you just said a little bit ago, like, open to, I think, even the idea of a relationship, and I think even your friendships, at least on air and stuff, seem to be thriving.
Amy, what do you think about this statement? The last 3 months have been hard because I've been gone for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, but I think before you entered the craziness of Dancing with the Stars, you did go to your adult camp.
Changed my life.
This summer, which I think allowed you to process some stuff you needed to deal with. And then that, in turn, opened you up differently emotionally.
Yeah. Well, look at you, Melissa, with all the observations there. How's 2018 been for you?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
How's 2018 been for you?
Sorry. It's so hard to hear you guys.
No. I'll ask one more time, and if it cuts out, we'll go away. But how has 2018 been for you?
Oh, it's been great. I've got two kids, and I left my job to stay at home, and which is hard sometimes, but it's definitely, I know it's the right thing, even though it is hard.
Right.
It's been awesome.
You know what I think about the right thing? Can I tell you the same?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a right thing. I think there are choices that we make, and then we figure them out as we go. I was talking to an artist, the new artist, and she was like, what do I do? Like, my single, my touring, what's the right thing? I was like, there's no such thing as the right thing. There is, we make the choice that is best for us, and then we adjust accordingly, and we learn from it accordingly. And if it's not the right thing, we learn so much from it being the wrong thing that when we do figure out the right thing, we know that it's the right thing. So,
what are your thoughts on the right thing and timing and luck?
I'm not a big luck guy.
Okay. I just find it's interesting. Some podcasts I listen to, the entrepreneurs, like, they close out with this question. And I've always been curious what your take on the luck thing is, because they all answer differently. Some are like, no, it's just hard work. I had the right idea, but it was like all my hard work. And some people are like, it was the right place, right time. I'm smart, but yeah, I got lucky.
I think that I wrote in my last book, I wrote about luck, where I said, hey, let's say you're walking down the street and you find a $10 million ticket on the side of the street.
Yeah.
Some would say that's lucky. Some would say you chose the right side of the street based on where you were going, based on where you were trying to get to. Some would say you chose it because there are a lot of factors that I'm not a big luck guy. I think that, let's say things have happened to me where I've had breaks, but they could have happened at other points too. I was working just as hard and they didn't happen. So I'm a big believer in, because if I believe in luck, then I start to get irritated. Like,
okay.
Why didn't stuff happen? I've never been that cool. Now people start to think I'm cooler, but I'm still the same dork. I just have worked to a point. Amy, I would fly to California. You know this. For 4 or 5 years, I would just go knock on doors and beg for meetings.
Yes.
For years, on my own money, forever. And then all of a sudden, I'm so lucky because I'm getting all these TV shows, like all these other radio people.
Right.
And I was like, if you guys would have invested in yourself and went and really tried to do all these auditions, then you'd be lucky. So I guess lucky kind of sits weird with me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I just show up to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a big luck guy. Yeah, I'm just not. That would be what my answer would be.
Yeah,
I think you create your luck. Mm-hmm. Like you put yourself in a situation to where things can happen, and then if they do, awesome. And if they don't, keep on making them happen. So, but I don't think I'm right either.
Right, I don't think that there is a right or wrong answer to this question, because I've heard it answered by like really successful people, and they all give something different.
Yeah, I don't think I'm right.
So yeah.
I rarely think I'm right about things. I always think I've picked what's best for me, and then I'll figure it out if it's not.
And I think that's a healthy perspective.
Yeah. Melissa, what do you think about that?
That's a big question. I think you're right in the sense that there isn't necessarily one right answer. And sometimes if you just wait around for what is the right thing, then that you're just wasting time when, like you said, you can just, you know, trust that, you know, I'm going to make this decision. And like you said, I can either, it's either wrong and I can fix it, or, you know, if it's working, then we adjust to that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in just doing things, because the worst thing's going to happen is you're going to do it wrong and you're going to learn from it. Aside from just waiting and doing nothing, because you may do something wrong later too. So commit, do it wrong, just do it. We've been down this thing before. Do it. And then if it's wrong, you've actually learned a lot. And if it's right, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, what a conversation we got into, Melissa. I appreciate that call.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. See, now you guys feel even more like my friends.
There we go. This is the kind of conversation that we have at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not really.
JK.
Yeah. What did we talk about at dinner the other night?
I tried to start a topic of like, does anybody have any memorable moments of this year? And then I kind of gave mine, which was Bobby winning the Mirrorball. I think mainly because I was there and it was so crazy and cool. And then we definitely talked about that for a little bit, which was fine. But then it didn't really, like, you know, domino effect around the table like I thought it would.
Well, we talked about Dancing with Stars for a long time, and then the table was pretty long.
Yeah, so it's hard to have a...
So, like, our edge was Amy, me, Hillary, our phone screener. We were having our own little talk about music. And then Eddie and Raymundo and Lunchbox were down there farting and throwing food.
Yeah.
Food fight.
Ray said something so funny that made me laugh out loud, and now I can't remember what it was. But I was like, this might be the funniest moment of the night. And now, can anybody remember the funny moment?
No.
What?
I
want to remember. Because if I thought it was that funny, our listeners might, we could share it.
Mm. Cool story. Then you found
$10. Yes. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay. I'm going to read this sentence from the news story verbatim. A restaurant dishwasher who saved for months to buy a new car for his family was devastated when his whip was stolen shortly after. His whip?
His car.
But the news put whip. I just thought that was really funny. But he had no idea that his coworkers teamed up to buy him a replacement. That is what I'm talking about. Those are the kind of people you want to work with.
New whip.
Yeah. So the coworkers, they got together. They raised collectively about $2,500. And then they found a local dealership to match the funds. And they were able to get him a $5,000 car.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Compare that to the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to AMA with the joke, and then after the joke, we'll start opening gifts.
Ooh.
Yes. The rule was you draw a name from a hat, that name you get them a gift, but it has to be something you already own. So we'll see how well everybody did. Up first,
the Morning Corny.
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride?
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride?
A Harley Davidson.
That's an excellent joke. That is an excellent joke. Wow. That's excellent.
That was the Morning Corny.
I like to just preface the rest of the show by saying I'm on a lot of medicine.
All right.
A lot.
Good times.
I don't know where we're going or how we're getting there.
What kind of medicine?
Every pill. Every shot I could take. Last night I had a guy come over and give me shots. I'm not even sure I had like a B12 shot. I had like a...
That just sounds bad. You had this guy come over.
Yeah. I don't even... He just was walking down the street.
You're like an athlete.
He's like by Waffle House. I was like, hey, man. He's like, what's up? So you got anything? He goes, yeah. Got a B12 shot. Got a steroid shot. Got a shot of vodka. Shot of penicillin.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, shot. Played that song in the background.
Nice.
Ooh, I'm loaded up, man. So, just letting everybody know.
All right.
That's the deal.
Woo.
So, who knows what I bought you guys? I know what I bought Hillary anyway. Yeah.
Set July on fire.
It's basically Christmas here.
Have a holy, jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the best time.
So, on this show, there are 9 of us total.
I don't know.
We all drew one name. That's who we bought for.
But have a cup of cheer.
Because really, I don't want everybody spending all their money. You got real family members to pay for, you know what I mean?
And technically this time it wasn't, we didn't have to buy anything. We had to give people something.
So yeah, the theme this year, as opposed to other years, has been give something you already have.
Right.
Yeah.
So up first, Amy, my main co, will be giving her present to Raymundo. Now, would you like Raymundo to turn his head?
Yes.
I'll close my eyes.
Okay, Raymundo is our audio producer who sits in the last room. Been with his girlfriend for like 4 years now, huh?
Yeah, we're working on a solid 4 years.
You say you never know. The proposal could be any time.
Oh, absolutely. Spontaneity?
Yeah, spontaneity.
Never know.
All right, close your eyes, please. Hold them tight. Amy's walking in with the gift.
Eyes are closed.
Here she is, walking in.
Am I holding my hands out? I don't even know how to receive it. Put it on my hand.
And they are on his hand. In 3, 2.
Golf clubs!
Wow.
Yes!
That's a big... There's other...
Callaway!
Wait.
An XR!
That was Big Bertha.
A driver! Yeah!
Wow.
This is like $500 in clubs easily.
Wow.
Wow.
Your husband doesn't mind you giving those away?
These are definitely used.
Well, yes.
That's the point.
That's the point of the game.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna be pissed.
No. How do you feel about that?
This is awesome. My clubs are a little beat up. I honestly needed a new set, and this is really what I use, the driver and the 3-wood. That's it.
Look at this guy. Anyway, this is yeah! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
From Amy's house to Raymundo, I think we have a success. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely personally didn't have anything that Ray would really want, so I had to tap into my husband's stuff. And
what did he think about that?
Yeah. well, I guess we'll. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he know?
We'll figure it out later. It's fine.
Does he know?
It's fine. Okay. Yes. Oh, he's aware.
I was like,
I don't know if he knew I was going to take all three, but it looked cuter as a bundle.
I agree. And the cute they did look. Mm-hmm. So if we can get a picture of Raymundo and his clubs, we'll put them up on BobbyBones.com. Raymundo, happy Christmas.
Yeah, I want to swing them right now in the studio.
Well, let's not. All right, bud. Who you want to do next, Amy?
What? We got to save lunchbox. Let's do Eddie.
Eddie to Morgan number two next?
Okay. Yeah.
When we drew names for our Christmas, you drew the name and usually get them a gift, but this year it had to be something you already had. So you couldn't go to the store. It had to be something you already owned, already was yours. Okay. Eddie, our video producer, dad of two, has a big red candy cane box.
Yeah, I wrapped it myself.
And you're going to be giving it to Morgan number two,
mm-hmm.
who's our head of digital.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get some Christmas opening here.
Oh.
Here you go, Morgan number two.
All right.
It's the best time of the year.
So this is like from digital, visual, creative to another visual creative. God, I did not know how hard it was going to be to pick something like to give away.
You already owned?
Yeah.
That's a white box.
She's pulling it out. She's got a confused look on her face.
It's heavy, Eddie.
It's wrapped in something.
Oh my god!
Guys,
hold on. Let us. What is this?
Oh, what? That's amazing, what? Eddie. Wait, does it work?
Yes.
What is it now?
It's basically like an old-fashioned camera. This is
like
really
a retro
cool.
Retro
yeah,
camera.
That's amazing. Look at that.
So this was my dad's. It was a hand-me-down, from the 70s.
Wow.
I've used it all through college and like my early years, and I've shot so many pictures on it. Now, Morgan number two, it uses real film. So, like, it's cool.
Would you
cool.
expect anything less? That's cool.
That's amazing.
Come on.
Like, wow. Yeah.
Nailing it.
There's something else in there, too. And you have to promise to wear it on Sundays. Yeah.
Okay.
I wrapped it in a shirt, Bones.
On Sundays? Was it a cross?
No. Different
Sundays. It's a
Sunday.
Cowboy shirt.
Yeah.
Woo! Go Cowboys.
Represent the Cowboys, Morgan number two.
That's awesome.
That's a great gift.
That is, like, so thoughtful. Yeah, you killed it.
I was like, do I hand it off to my kids, you know, or Morgan number two? I'm like,
who would use it?
Right.
Wow. Okay, I'll do me to Hillary next.
Okay.
So I have something. I'm going to give it to Hillary, our phone screener, next.
You got the keys?
Hmm?
You got the keys?
Yeah. Oh. I'll have no cards. So Amy gave Raymundo golf clubs.
Yes.
Awesome golf clubs.
Yeah.
Eddie gave Morgan number two a really cool retro camera that they're holding. Wow, that's really cool, dude.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
I will do my gift to Hillary, our phone screener, next. Okay? Da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's a Christmas time in the city. Christmas time. On the radio, here we go.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the gift exchange today. Hillary, come on in here.
I don't know.
Each of us on the show, we drew a name. That's who we were told to buy for or get for. I guess buy is not the word because it was something that we already owned that we had to give to someone else.
Yes.
Just to kind of recap, Raymundo received a really cool set of golf clubs from Amy. Almost new golf clubs.
Yeah.
Morgan number two received a really cool old school retro camera. She's the head of digital from Eddie that takes film.
Wow.
Very practical gifts. Like Ray likes to play golf. Morgan number two likes to take pictures. Hillary, how are you? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hillary has been working with us for a little over a year now.
A little over a year.
And so this is a very gift from my heart to your heart. Just a little something here. Is it a red box? Like a shoe box? Go ahead and peel that top of it off there.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see. Hold
so
it up.
Stupid.
Hold it up. Oh my gosh.
Oh
what?
My gosh.
That is a box full of cash.
What?
What? Are those?
What?
Are those hundreds?
Yeah, those are hundreds.
It's stuff that something I already had.
Yeah? Why did you have all that?
Go back to the middle. There's big ones in the middle.
Don't let Lunchbox get in the middle of that.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, Pablo Escobar, what is this?
What?
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. What in the world?
Count
I've
it.
Never been handed a wad of cash. Well, I mean, that's more than a wad.
It's a small shoebox full of cash. And here's partially the reason why. I was going to give her something else. She was like, you know, I was going to go home for Thanksgiving, but I couldn't afford the plane ticket. And I was like, okay, I'm going to switch it up. And so you can buy all the plane tickets you want right there.
I'm going to cry. That's so nice.
And thank I didn't you. Already own a gift card. I just actually have money in the bank. So I went to the bank that I
wow.
own money.
Wow. Goodness.
And gave you that. So
thank
now
you.
If you need to fly home for Christmas, there you go. Plane tickets on me.
Love it. Thank you.
That's it. Thank
this
you.
This is good. Thank you.
Are you gonna,
wow.
Are you gonna, yo, don't cry.
I don't want to cry, but I'm going to. Thank you. That's so nice. Well, I mean, yes, yeah, something like that too for Hillary. I mean, Hillary, yeah. She kills it here. She has another job here. Sometimes she babysits for me. Like, that's like a, that's, I can see how that is like good for you right now.
Yeah.
She's like the
so
youngest
nice.
Member of the show, so.
Anything you'd like to say?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what else to say. Thank
that's,
you. That's
all,
so nice.
That's all we need to be said.
I'm there jealous of that gift.
There it is.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
I know
you.
You'll be able to use that.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have got Amy a bucket of cash. She doesn't need the cash. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I get it. I love that you got her that, especially based on, I heard y'all talking about that the other night.
I
about
listen,
her.
Hillary. You think I don't listen?
Yeah, about her not going home and like, and plus I love it.
All right, Hillary.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Don't spend it all in one place. Don't go over to the exotic.
Okay.
What? All right. Thank you, Hillary. All right. Let's see here. How about we do, who else do we have on the list? How about Lunchbox gives to me?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Let's just do this.
Here we go.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Hold on. You want Daddy's gift? Hold on.
Or do you want to hold off?
Daddy.
That's me.
He wants you to call him Daddy. No, don't hold off. Let's just do this. But you know what? It could set. No, his gift to you is going to be fine. It's whenever he gets a gift that things are going to go sour.
Right.
So let's just do that at the end.
Even if I'm irritated, I'm just going to be like, oh, thanks, man.
So that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be really the bigger cool. person. Yeah.
Who knows? It might be nice.
Hey, teach him how to be.
Every once in a while, he does. There, here he is.
Okay, here he
is.
What?
Okay.
Okay, I can't close my eyes. I have to watch the board.
Oh, no.
I have to do the radio. Do you see it, Eddie?
I don't know what it is. I can see it, though.
Well, there's two different things. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, here
right,
it comes.
The first bag.
All right, Lunchbox is giving me his gift.
Woo!
It's given to me. Gift number one. It's a picture of some sort. It is a painted picture of Lunchbox.
Okay. You already have that.
Did you already own
Why?
That? You
already own that. Listener did it.
Ah.
There's still more in the bag. Yeah, keep going.
Picture
oh my
of
gosh, if you hang that in your living room.
I noticed Bobby had a lot of artwork around his house, so I thought this could add to it.
All right. And then a book that I wrote called Fail Until You Don't.
Yeah, I heard good things. You talk about it a lot, like you might need a copy.
Why would you get
and a copy
book?
Of my other book, Bare Bones.
What? Okay.
And some cheese.
No. That's breast milk.
Oh.
No. Because you said Dancing with the Stars, you lost a little mass
okay.
and bodybuilders.
I got it back. He has another one over there. This is probably the real one.
He here. Said cheese. Yeah.
It's he thought it was cheese.
What is it looked like cheese. It was hard.
Okay, I can't.
I don't want to break it. Help me.
I can't.
Help me peel it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Is it the naked woman again?
More art.
That's the naked woman again.
Goodness.
It's a picture he gave me 4 years ago. All right.
I don't want to see that.
Wait, what's
it's just naked.
What's the backstory?
He gave it. No, it was like
ago,
no, it was
disgusting.
Like 6 years ago.
It's a naked woman.
Maybe seven.
All right,
and you
you
give it back to
have
him.
That?
Like, yeah,
yes, I'll
I was
never
like,
get rid of it.
I was like, I don't want it. It looks like something you shouldn't have in your
right,
house.
Right.
No, it's ew.
So wait, so I get a picture of Lunchbox. A picture I've already said no to.
Books,
some
two
breast
books
milk,
you wrote.
And two books I wrote.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so far, you other three have been nailing and getting the gifts.
But you're going
to
say...
Oh, hey, man.
Yeah, you're supposed to be grateful. Look, here's the thing. I own nothing Bobby would like, so I have nothing to give Bobby.
Mm.
I give him friendship, and I try to give him something nice, and he doesn't like it.
Did he try to give me something nice?
I don't know. I mean...
Thank you. I'm really proud of it. I'm going to make sure that those get put somewhere very special. Breast milk? Books I've already written?
Bobby goes, some cheese.
Like,
and Lunchbox goes, no, that's breast milk.
Yeah, oh boy.
Why is it in a baggie?
That's how you store
it's frozen.
It.
Oh, okay.
It's like cheese. You want cheese? They got any crackers? Paul from Minnesota. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, bud, what do you want to say?
I was just listening to the wonderful gift that Lunchbox gave you, and I was floored by it. But the reaction I was really surprised with, how he decided that he's going to give you this stuff and then blame other people. I don't understand that.
What do you mean blame other people?
Huh?
Well, his first reaction is, I don't have anything that's good enough for you, and it's always, nothing's ever Lunchbox's fault. It's always somebody else's fault when something goes wrong.
Yeah, well, some would argue nothing went wrong. Well, here's what happened. I believe Amy got Raymundo a set of really nice golf clubs. They were her husband's. Because the rule is, in some form or fashion, it had to be yours. And so
it had to come from your house, yeah. Something that you already owned in your home. So probably definitely owe my husband some new clubs. But you know what? Ray got a nice set.
And Eddie had an old school camera he'd been keeping for years, mm-hmm. and gave it to Morgan number two, who's a photographer. And was like, check this out. This takes film. And then I gave Hillary just money because I know that on the show, she's the newest, the youngest, the most part-time. And she couldn't fly home for Thanksgiving because she didn't have the money. And I was like, well, I don't own a gift card. So I'm just going to give you straight cash, homie. And so then Lunchbox gave me two of my own books that I had written, I guess, and had given to him at some point. A painting a listener had painted him and some breast milk. And then a picture that we can't show because it's like basically pornography. So,
right.
Yes.
But like I said, I know he doesn't have anything that you'd want, but the free action is just, I have kids, and all I think about is if you do something that's not great, you take responsibility. You don't point to other people all the time and just say, hey, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. I just, that was where I was going. I'm like, maybe he doesn't have anything that you want, but creative or I don't know.
You got to draw me a picture itself. That'd be cool.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you have like your artistic skills.
He's a Lunchbox. You know what? I'm not even doing it.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, Bobby doesn't have any hobbies, so I can't
sure
give
I
him any.
I play guitar.
He likes
I
the
don't
Cubs.
Have a, I don't have a guitar.
I'm a huge Cubs fan.
You have a lot of Cubs memorabilia.
But I don't have anything that he would want. I don't have any Cubs memorabilia. I have my baseball cards that I collected as a kid. Does he want my baseball cards?
I have a lot of great baseball cards. Yeah. Oh, anyway, I'm done. Paul, thank you for that.
I mean,
what do you expect, you know? And what we said was, depending on what Lunchbox's gift was to me, was what the gift would be to the room.
Ugh.
So you all get breast milk.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Why don't we do, you want to do the head lice story?
Sure.
Okay, so Amy's son got head lice and got kicked out of school pretty much, right?
Yeah, we got sent home.
8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First time ever experiencing anything like that. We got a call and was like, oh yeah, your son needs to be taken home from school like at 9 a.m. So then he just kind of thought, oh, sweet, day off from school. But then we had to have someone comb through his hair and take out every little piece of lice. And she said it was so hard to get to. He was crying because his scalp is so sensitive. So then we've been working on building like this mohawk afro thing, and we had to shave it all the way down. So now he has no hair, and he was just real embarrassed to go back to school. So to even prepare for kids making fun of him, he took a piece of candy for every single kid to give out to them,
good.
Just to kind of be proactive. And I think that helped. He said people weren't really picking on him, but he just deep down was self-conscious, which then made him have a bad day.
Sure.
And he acted up at school. He got in trouble. He got a yellow card. And he came home and he was just really disappointed in himself. And but we're getting through it. We have to sleep in olive oil every night for the next 4 nights. And last night, I think one of the highlights was I got to show him a video that Bobby made him. Because obviously he doesn't want to be doing all this stuff like shave his head, get olive oil. You've got lice. Kids might pick on you. So Bobby sent a nice video to tell him like he's still cool.
Yeah, I had lice a lot. I had to shave my head a lot and it was embarrassing. And so I wanted to be like, hey, dude, this is my video, but Stevenson, Amy's son, is watching the video.
So when I played him the video, I recorded him watching it.
Yo, Stevenson, it's Bobby Bones, Uncle Bobby. Hey, here's the deal. I know you got head lice, but you didn't have as near as much as I had. I had head lice 7 times.
I know.
That's 7 times I had head lice. I had to cut my hair.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I went back to school every day.
Okay.
And I studied and I got good grades.
Okay.
And then I bought a video game. If you ever want to come play my video game, let me know. I got a big video game over here. Just because you have head lice.
Okay.
Kind of means you're cool. So
I know I'm cool.
Don't get cool
Thank
anymore.
You.
But don't be ashamed of your head lice. Your new haircut looks good, by the way. I saw your new haircut.
Thank you.
And if I had head lice 7 times and I can go be famous, you got it once. You got it under control, buddy. Hey, it's all good. I got you. You want to come hang out? Let me know.
Okay.
Head lice buds.
Okay.
Me and you, head lice buds.
I got you.
All right, it's cool, bud. See you later.
And I would like hit my chest, and he would hit his chest back.
He thinks you're FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm the
he
kept
was trying to
like,
talk. He was trying to talk. To
he's like, why won't he talk back?
Yeah.
Bobby won't let me talk.
I know. I sent Bobby the video because it was super cute. Stevenson hit his chest back, like, I got you.
Because I was like, I got you, dude. And he was like, I got you.
That's a good video, dude.
Yeah.
No, it was thoughtful. You know, so thank you for doing that because, you know, I couldn't relate. I couldn't say, oh, buddy, because I had never dealt with it. So it was good to know somebody that he really likes could be like, you're fine. You're cool. It's all good.
If I wasn't sick, I'd have been over there rubbing heads with them, proving to him.
Right.
Like, look,
give it back to me.
I'll take it. So I was sick.
Still
so
too soon to rub heads.
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't know. We're just being extra cautious.
It's our annual Christmas gift exchange. And so now we shall have Mike D, who stands beside me and who writes many of the games here on the show. He got a gift from Morgan, number one, who sits in the glass room. She's our producer you don't hear from often. And the only rule about the game is it has to be something that you already have, something you already own. You couldn't go spend your own money on it. It's okay. Morgan, number one, is opening her gift from Mike D.
It's a lot of paper.
It's a lot of paper.
Oh.
Opening it up.
Yay! It's Mike's M shirt that he wears during his stand-up. I've actually been telling him I wanted one of these.
Yeah?
I'm going to put like a 1 in the corner.
Like a Morgan 1? It says M1?
Thanks, Mike.
Do you like it?
I love it.
There it is.
I was going to buy one, but now I don't have to.
Oh, come on. Saving money and everything. Yeah. Look at this guy. There you go. Another one down. Let's see. Who else? How about Hillary giving a Mike D? Can we do that one?
Yeah.
Got a couple minutes here. Bring in Hillary, our phone screener, who's already received her gift from me, but now she must give a gift to Mike D. It's something you already own. Comes in a big red snowflake bag.
Kind of heavy.
Kind of heavy.
With the paper.
A lot of paper and a lot of paper wads, actually.
You got a hat.
It's a hat.
Thomas Rhett.
A Thomas Rhett home team hat.
You wear a lot of hats?
He does wear hats, he says.
Yep. There's a bunch of stuff in here.
Bunch of stuff.
It's an apple slicer.
Oh, yeah.
An apple slicer.
I eat an apple every morning.
The guy loves his apples.
Oh, yeah.
And coasters for your drinks for a segment you do on Instagram.
We got...
That stuff's awesome. It's for dry skin. Not that you have dry skin.
I guess
but I
have
love
dry
that
skin.
Stuff. And some apples.
And a bunch of apples.
There it is. Come on. Hey. Stuff we can use. Stuff we can use. Look at this.
Thanks, Hillary.
Come on.
Isn't that bag bomb?
Amy wanted to trade... I'll give you 3 King Griffey Juniors for...
for the apple slicer.
Yeah. All right. We're good. We only have a few of these left.
I thought maybe Hillary would give him the money. Okay. I was just a thought. I didn't know. Maybe
she already had it.
Yeah, since she already owns it now.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
No. So there's that. We got some stuff coming up. You know the girl yesterday who I played on the air named Harper Gray?
Yeah.
She had this song called Monster. So I reached out to her. She's going to come play this morning.
Dang, that was fast. Yeah. Okay. That's
how I do it. I literally met her in the halls of yoga. That's how she ended up here. Nobody booked her up here. I met her and then played her song because I found it online. And then she ends the story saying thank you. And I was like, well, let's just get her up here and let her play.
Underneath.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Love it.
That's how dreams are made. Going to yoga, finding me. Raymundo, you got a gift for Amy coming up?
Yeah.
When do you want to do that? After Tell Me Something Good?
Sure.
Yeah. What'd you do yesterday, Amy?
Worked out, did stuff, went to a coffee shop with my husband and worked. Kids, that's it.
I guess,
what about you?
I'm sick all day. I need some like cough syrup with hydrocodone in it, and I can't get any because I don't have a doctor here. And so I'm drinking this Mucinex. It's over the counter. It might as well be just water that tastes like grape. And grape doesn't even taste like grapes. You know, you drink this stuff that's supposed to be grapes. It doesn't taste green like grapes. It tastes like poo-poo.
That's right.
Like, why can't they make grape flavor taste like grapes?
Right.
I like grapes.
Or cherry flavor
don't
that tastes like
grape
cherry.
Flavor that cannot lie. What?
Oh, I like that.
Thank you very much. I need some hardcore cough syrup, though.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Daniela and John were visiting New York City from England. They were walking through Central Park, and John gets down on one knee and says, Daniela, will you marry me? And she says yes, puts the diamond ring on her finger, and they're walking through Times Square a couple hours later, and the ring's a little bit too big. It falls off her finger, down a grate. They contact police and they pull up the grate, search for 2 hours, can't find it. They think they lost the ring forever. They go back to England. The cops keep looking. 2 days later, they find the ring below the sidewalk and they get it back to the people
come
in England.
On, 2 days later. Wow. Come on. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. And we're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
I hate being sick. I'm having to cancel things. Because here's the thing. You can play hurt or you can play injured. Meaning, if you're injured and you go play, you're just going to get worse and worse and worse. I had two shows at the Grand Ole Opry last night. And one, I could go up there and be sick and suck. And
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that place just means too much to me to go up there and be like, I can get through it. I had two shows and I had to cancel them both. And you guys know how I do not cancel anything ever.
No, I was shocked actually last night. And then I was bummed for you because I know we had talked about it and I didn't know, like, if you were doing new things, testing out new material, you had new songs. Yeah. Like, it's probably exciting. I mean, how often do you get to play the Opry? And you had to cancel.
I had a few new songs I was going to play. First of all, I was going to play my song called Man in the Mirror Ball.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Man in
How
the
does it go? We have to wait?
Have to wait and see. It's called Man in the Mirror Ball. But it goes, there was a young boy, told that he couldn't dance. That's its first line, don't worry.
Okay.
It's a whole story about
teaser.
How I wanted to be the man in the mirror ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, it has a great ending, by the way. I was going to play I Bought a Jeep, a new hit.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to play Hobby Lobby Bobby, which, by the way, people want me to record that as a real song.
Really?
You ever heard that one?
Yeah.
But I couldn't play that last night. So away we go. Here, we want to do some more gifts?
Sure.
Well, well, well. How about we do Raymundo to Amy? So we all drew names out of a hat, and this is the person that we are to get a gift for. One person buys one gift.
Whoa. That's
except the deal was
huge.
It had to be something that you already owned.
Thanks, Ray. This is really
so
good.
Raymundo has a large box for
so
Amy.
So open the. There's two boxes, a little one and a big one. So I'm going to open the little one first.
Amy's open.
Oh, okay. These are amazing. I assume these are your girlfriends. These are Sugarfina. Like all girls love these.
The candy?
Little candies.
Okay, go ahead.
Tequila grapefruit sours.
Go ahead.
So cute.
Got a big box here.
Is this your cat?
Could be a cat. Ray
and his girlfriend have the cutest cat known to man.
Looks like a TV or a microwave maybe.
Oh,
that'd be funny if that was a microwave. Is it a microwave?
Ray, is it a microwave?
I was saying that jokingly. Hey, will someone help Amy before she tears a shoulder? There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I think it's a microwave. Bobby, you knew the gift. Oh, my gosh, y'all. It's a microwave.
Amy doesn't own a microwave on purpose. Dr. Oz told her it'd be okay to have a microwave.
Straight from the house.
Raymundo got her a microwave.
It's for her, family, her kids. They're going to love it. Welcome to America, kids.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, girl. Listen, I have loved this thing for years.
Oh, wow.
I told my chick that we can go without it for a little while. Her son or daughter, they're going to cook so much stuff with this thing. It is just absolutely beautiful. Welcome to America.
Welcome to America, Amy's kids. 1 year and you get a microwave.
This is heavy, man.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Will you put it in your house and use it?
Yeah, this will fit in my pantry perfectly.
And you'll use it?
Yeah.
For the first time in how long?
I haven't had a microwave in 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Have a little something today on Raymundo.
Okay.
Maybe a little mac and cheese.
Ooh, yeah! Nice.
Whoa.
Little instant mac and cheese.
Frozen dinners are great, Amy. You'll love those.
No. I don't think I'm going to use
Hungry Jack?
Frozen dinners. No. I still will not. It'll be a treat. My husband's going to be happy because he can now heat up his coffee in a microwave, which will be faster.
Well, Amy got a microwave. What's happening?
Yeah. What is happening?
Everybody's doing great things.
Ray just straight up unplugged it from his kitchen and brought
it. It's got some miles on it for sure.
He's like telling his girlfriend, like, it's fine.
She doesn't even know. His girlfriend comes home.
But she's going to want Hot Pockets.
Yeah, she pulls one out of the freezer. Drops it in the hole.
She's like, okay, we have no more microwave. My husband's probably going to try to go golfing today, and he's going to be like, where's my clubs?
Yep. Morgan number two, you want to give your gift to Eddie?
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh.
Morgan number two is our head of digital. She is 25 years old. Oh, she has an ice chest. There's a kidney in there or something.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
Let me see.
Wow.
Oh, it's a cooler.
That's what I'm saying.
Please tell me it's beer.
What do you call it, an ice chest or cooler?
Both.
Okay. All right.
All right, Morgan, number two. Thank you.
Oh, is the ice chest in itself?
Oh,
a gift?
It sounds like bottles, boys.
So you get to keep the.
That's what I'm talking about.
You get to keep the ice chest, too?
Yes.
Hey, Bones, if it's what I think it is, can I drink one?
Yeah.
Right now?
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
IPA. It? It's beer, dude.
Oh, that's good
it's,
stuff.
It's 12 beers and a bottle opener that says drink local. Oh, I can put this on my wall and just open it from my wall. Morgan, number two, thank you so much. And the cooler's legit, for sure. I'm taking this fishing.
Come on.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Give me a hug.
So happy
Come
with
on.
Your gifts. There you go.
Are you happy with your gift?
Everybody. Morgan, number one, time to give to Lunchbox.
He just ignored me. I am.
He's happy. I can tell he's happy.
Yeah. Look how happy I am. Morgan, number one, bring your gift in here to Lunchbox here.
I got a feeling it's going to be bad.
All right. And she, what is this here? She's got a bag.
What are you basing that off of, by the way?
What?
He goes, I have a feeling this is going to be bad.
Open the card.
Christmas is here.
And it's a ripped up dollar bill. Remember the dollar bill you ripped up last Christmas? I've had it in my possession all year. Thought it'd be perfect.
Nice.
Cool. That's funny.
That's really funny.
He got so mad and ripped up cash last year.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, she got me.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
That's so cool.
She got him
recycle bags.
Well,
the
you love.
Lunchbox always sits his trash in the hallways here. Now he has something to actually recycle.
And go. She got me a baby onesie. That's cool. Won't fit me, but it'll fit the little man. That's cool. And then a toilet bowl freshener.
It's poopery.
Oh, poopery. That's it, that way, before you go to the bathroom, if you spray it in your toilet, it won't leave a stink.
All right.
He's actually excited.
He is. I saw it in his eyes. He actually liked that one.
The bags, I don't really understand.
You recycle all the time, Lunchbox.
Yeah. You're here, so you're not messing up.
I don't mess up the studio. I put it in the trash. But yeah, thanks. I guess I could use these as grocery bags.
Yep.
How you feel?
I mean, kind of weak, but... What can you do? I mean,
why does this have to be awkward?
No, it's not awkward. It's just
awkward.
No. There's nothing awkward about it. I mean, she went to the grocery store and got me some bags. I mean, that's
no,
great.
She already had them. That's the rule.
That's what
game.
I'm saying. Like, great. I got me shopping bags. You know how many of these I have? These are like 10 cents.
You gave Bobby two of his own books
and a pornographic poster that I would never even look at, and then a picture of you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh man, goodness. We're really ending on a low.
Yeah.
Well, not we. The only two people, like Lunchbox is upset what he got.
Yeah, and Bobby's upset with what he got.
No, Bobby's not upset.
I'm not upset. I just expect it. It's expected from you.
And Morgan, that low had nothing to do with you.
Bobby, I would just like you to give me one example of something I own that I could give you that you
I don't
would
know
like.
What you own.
Exactly.
He's got a nice TV.
Because
a TV?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice
yeah,
TV.
I'm not going to give. Bobby already has his own TV.
Oh, well.
That's what I mean.
Like, we all had to do a little thinking and figure it out because I don't have anything Ray would like, so I had to go steal from my husband.
He has a hobby.
Like a Cubs, like a shaky head thing?
Bobblehead. Sammy Sosa. Yeah. That
would
have been cool.
Like that would have been cool. Who cares? You know what?
But that's what I'm saying. Bobby has no hobbies, so I can't get him anything. All he does is work, and so I can't give him any more work. I could have had him come mow my yard.
There you go.
I mean, because he likes to work.
Here's a coupon to mow my yard.
I mean, I don't know what you guys wanted me to give him.
Better than that painting I get arrested for.
Yeah, don't even leave that there. Yeah, throw in the trash.
I didn't touch it. When he had it out, I was like, I'm not touching
good.
That thing.
You don't want your fingerprints on that.
I did get a special gift for who I call the grinders on the show. The ones that are behind the scenes a bit. Doing the work. They don't get to come on the radio and talk a whole lot, but they're really doing a lot of work. So Morgan 1, Morgan 2, Hillary and Mike D, I did get you guys a gift. Are they on the couch? Are the four gifts over there?
Wow, yes. There's four. That's it.
Yes, that's it.
That's cool.
You're a big boy.
I understand I'm a big boy,
hey,
but I'm trying to.
Go ahead and take your gift there.
Wow.
Just a little something. You can open it up. I don't care.
Y'all are the grinders.
Yeah, you guys are the ones that work hard.
That is true.
That's what Bobby said.
Open it up. This is something I also got myself once I saw that they existed because I thought it was so cool. So it's basically the new super steroided Alexa with like a TV screen in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that is so awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
Wow.
This is so cool.
There you go.
Bobby?
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Now Bobby's going to spy on you.
That's right.
Now I know
what's going on at all times. I do know what's going on. Yeah, Merry Christmas, you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And by the way, this is not our last show. In case
people are wondering.
We're just doing
it's
it
just
today.
It's just like our last time where we're all like together.
All in the same room. Okay, you can put them all away. I'd write a letter on it, though. Like an M.
Wow, you can FaceTime on it
with
people?
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, it's the It's Echo on steroids.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, just, not with you, though. I mean, you didn't get one.
I'm fine with it. Lunchbox, don't
let
me.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't,
relax.
Please don't even associate me with your attitude.
Yes,
about
me
this.
Either. Just, let, just us do, let us do the show. Okay, we're going to bring in an artist now to play. This is, here, let's bring her in now. Her name is Harper Gray, and I haven't met her except for really just walking in the hallway and yoga. And I played her song yesterday, and then she reached out, and next thing you know, bam, she's going to be here on the radio. So I think she's coming in now. Here she is, Harper Gray. There she is. Come on over here. Sit right here. Look at this. So I was talking yesterday, and I said, I was at this yoga class, and I was walking out, and you didn't tell me you're an artist. I had to get it out of you.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, are you Bobby? I was like, yeah. She was like, I saw you on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. And she was like, no, I voted. And so we had a conversation, and then we kept walking, and I was like, so, you know, like, what do you do? And, you know, she told me. I work in music.
Right. Which could mean 100 different things.
And I have to tell you, Harper, everywhere I go, people try to hand me their music. They try to sell me on playing them all the time. And you didn't do that one bit.
I didn't. I just thought it was cool. I mean, you were doing yoga right behind me. And to be honest, I didn't have my contacts in. And I was like, that guy behind me is like sliding into his Warrior II, like how Bobby was dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you
awkward
were
at all things, yoga and Warrior II.
But you were committed. You were super committed. And then, I was getting water and you walked by and you had on, I don't know if it was a red shirt or red something. I was like, I'm just going to see if that's him. And it was. But I did vote. I was like, why didn't you bring the mirror ball, though, to yoga?
I know.
That's
it
the
doesn't
real
like
question.
To get sweaty. It likes to stay dry. So we're in class. We leave. We're walking down the stairs. And I say, you played softball at Auburn, right?
Yeah. So my first year at Auburn, I was there to play softball. I ended up having 3 shoulder surgeries, and it cut my career short. And I went from playing softball straight into musical theater. And when that door shut, another door opened. And it led me to realize I could do music as a living. And that led me here to Nashville.
How long have you lived in Nashville?
6 years.
So her name's Harper Gray, G-R-A-E. I've never heard you sing. I've heard your song.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Most times I've heard someone, a friend of a friend. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, this is Rand.
Are you a guitar player?
Just along for the ride.
All right, good. Well, glad you're here, too. Yeah. I've never heard you sing, so a little bit of me is like, huh, I wonder what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
Are you pretty good or no?
I mean, I sing from my heart, so.
Yeah. It's like church, make a joyful noise.
Make a joyful noise, sing from your heart, tell a story. You know, that's what this song in particular is all about, so.
Speaking of the song that's called Monster, I saw, because you had sent an Insta story to me, and you said that this week was particularly rough for you.
Yeah, you saw it?
Mm-hmm, I did see it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this week, it's just so cosmic. I said that in my Instagram post, just being here not only this week, but today, finding out that I was going to be here on this particular day is the year anniversary that my mom passed away. And try not to get emotional, but the genesis of this song, it came when I was riding home from her funeral. And addiction, it touches so many people, especially the children of someone who's lived an addicted life. And I realized on that drive home, it doesn't touch anyone as much as the person living it. And that's where Monster came from. I wanted to talk about the struggle that she went through. And right before she passed, I was going to her to the hospital and spending time with her while she was in the hospital. And a pastor came from her community, because I didn't live a life with her. And I was really struggling with trying to figure out where she was going to go, because at that point, we realized she was probably going to pass away. And I was really struggling with what now? You know, where are you going to go to heaven? And he just looked at me and he was like, a week before she had a stroke, she was crying out to the Lord for help, and he's going to heal her. And that's what the bridge of this song is all about, is her crying out. And I'm going to try not to get emotional singing it, because it's just, I never in a million years thought a year later I'd be here singing this song. And it's just such an incredible way to shine a light on her story, one that wasn't the lightest. You know, it was a pretty dark story, but it still mattered. And
It mattered. And my mom died the same way. I don't know if you know that, but
And when all this happened, I was like, man, like that yoga class, it was just yoga. You know, I wasn't an artist, and you weren't Bobby Bones. You know, you were just in there doing your thing. And it was almost like our moms might have been working together to get us there that day. For that reason, at least that's what I think.
And again, in no way did she ever, I had to like beg her to tell me what her job was.
Yeah.
In a town where people, I will put my car somewhere and there'll be CDs on the windshield wiper. And she was like, oh yeah, music. And I was like, well, what do you do? Do you like, I'm an artist. Oh yeah, what's your name? I don't want to. And then I got it out of her. And then I kept it on my phone. And I got on a plane, and I said, let me listen to this Harper Gray. And I heard the song, and I was like, wow, really? So, haven't
Thank
heard you,
you
sing. Harper Gray is going to sing for us now, and her Jimmy.
It's Rand.
Can I call
Randy?
You Jimmy?
You might call me
All right,
Jimmy.
good. I'm just kidding. All right, here she is, Harper Gray, doing her song, Monster. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Harper Gray. I saw you fighting back the emotion.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this day. I'm still in shock, and it really is just something bigger than I could ever put into words. And I wrote you a thank you note that says a little bit more about that. It was just like, thank you for being kind in this industry and walking the talk that you talk every day, because hashtag he got a mic too. but yeah, I just, it really means a lot. And just following through, like, y'all are all so kind, and it's just nice to see that y'all really are. And I brought y'all some Chloraseptic and Germex because, you know.
Yeah, I got it. Whatever that stuff is I have right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm very impressed. And then I saw you start to crack a little bit, getting emotional. And I was
yeah.
like, you pulled through it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because it's like, you know, I mean, that song, as songwriters, sometimes they don't tell you you have to sing the songs you write. And writing that song was... I had the chorus and the bridge written on that ride home from her funeral, and then wrote the rest of it with two writers in town, Will King and Dakota. And I just being able to be honest and sing songs that matter to me and tell a story, it's really important. And that bridge, it gets me every time, to be honest, when I really put myself in it. And I just appreciate y'all for allowing me to be in a safe place, and to sing it with somebody who understands is really just... magical.
I think you said something, well, it was before you sang, that was super powerful, that is like sticking with me the whole time you're singing it. You said, I mean, paraphrasing what you said, yeah. but you were talking about how she didn't have the lightest story. It was dark. She had a dark story, but it mattered.
Yeah.
So like everybody, I think that's an important message, that everybody's story matters, even if it's not, you know, the prettiest or the lightest or... And you're giving voice to her story,
yeah.
and then giving comfort to others. I don't have an experience like you and Bobby, with, you know, a mother that had addiction or a father, anything that had an issue like that. And I read a little bit about you yesterday, so now I'm kind of putting that out there. But I know that your childhood wasn't the easiest, and that you get to use music as therapy, and that then in turn is therapy for other people listening.
Yeah.
And it can be healing. So
yeah.
I love that you're putting light on her story.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're raised by your grandparents?
I was raised by my grandparents, Mimi and Big Daddy, and my aunt Di. They're all Auburn fans.
Of course, you got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
I told you, I asked her, I said, are you Roll Tide or War Eagle? She was like, War Eagle. Yeah.
Eagle.
Yeah. My grandma adopted me because my dad wasn't around. And, you know, my mom died in her 40s from the same thing. It's just like hearing your story. So I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
It sucks, but here's the thing. It will make you so strong later on because of it, and you'll be able to help so many more people because of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't sit here sympathizing for you. I empathize with you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I've been there, and there are so many other people that... have no idea someone's gone through it as well. And by you voicing that and sharing that, and same thing with me, I wrote my first book, I put all that story in there. And I thought, man, people are going to feel so sorry for me. And I didn't know if I liked that. And turns out that was not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, people came up to me and they said, oh, I'm glad you shared that because something very similar happened to me. So I would just encourage you to just keep sharing it. And it is never easier, and it's never awesome.
Right.
But it does make it easier and more awesome for others. And so I applaud you for that. And it was really great to meet you. How weird that here we are.
I know.
Like, we're both beat up and busted after a yoga class. I think I went to you and I was like, is this the hard class?
You did.
Yeah, I was like, because I was.
Like advanced.
Yeah.
Yes, we were doing
like,
this
was that
class.
For advanced
I was like, is that
people?
An advanced class? She was like, no. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, no.
You did great, though. You really did. You were sliding into all the positions.
Sliding, because I couldn't catch my feet. Harper Gray, that is called Monster, and download it, stream it. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? Are you like, what's the career happening right now?
Yeah, I work a 9-to-5 and I do night rides. I work at Solero Commerce at WeWork downtown. They do digital like integration and payment integration. And I work for the CEO. I'm his personal assistant. They're awesome. And I do night rides every single night. And on the weekends, I'm on the road. So that's pretty much my grind.
Really?
And yeah. I mean, you know, when you got to take care of yourself, you got to figure it out. And,
oh yeah!
You know,
sometimes you got to work 9 jobs to just do.
Amen.
To have a little bit of time to do the one you really want to do.
Yeah, it's so true.
Harper Gray, and what's your Instagram? What's your Twitter?
Yeah, Harper at Harper Gray GRAE Music, and my Twitter is exactly the same. Website same.
Harper Gray Music.
Come through. Yep, Harper Gray Music.
Harper GRAE Music.
Yeah.
Can we say what? Do you say what GRAE stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not your real name.
No, so it's actually a full stage name. Harper is my grandparents' last name, mm-hmm. and Gray is an acronym for God Redeems All Equally. So,
how did you know that?
I told you I read about her yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw she was coming in, so I just started reading about her. And then you shared, and then I liked the song when you played it yesterday. And so.
So what? I did yoga with her.
We should all
do like yoga together.
Yeah,
if we're down. Let's go through.
So what's your real first name?
Shanna Henderson.
All right.
Yeah.
What do your friends call you?
It depends. So they now call. some of them call me. It varies. My real friends call me Shan. So that's
Shan.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy, you're good, right?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. All right. All right. Harper Gray Music. H A R P E R G R A E. Harper Gray Music. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bobby.
Check out Monster. All right, I got these 3 knuckleheads a gift here. I did bring them. You. 3 knuckleheads.
What?
Andy, what? Ray Mundo, even Lunchbox, who doesn't give anybody a gift ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel weird even taking this. You
but Lunchbox, you don't feel bad at all.
It's not yours. This is not yours. This is just for these 3.
Oh, those knuckleheads.
Yeah, these knuckleheads.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought I was a knucklehead.
No, you're not
a
knucklehead. What, Eddie?
It's crazy that Lunchbox doesn't feel bad at all. Like he spent all show being like, you didn't get me anything. Oh, you just nothing. I got trash.
Except I bought him a pair of headphones, like really nice headphones.
Correct. Yeah. After all that, ungrateful. Now you get him a gift. He's like,
wow.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So, Raymundo, Eddie, and Lunchbox.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
it's heavy.
My goodness, boys.
Shut up.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Bones, we have to be able to open this right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Pop it.
Let's go.
Hold on.
Don't pop it now.
Hold on. I bought them all a bottle of Dom because they would not shut up, even 2 weeks ago, about it.
This is Dom Perignon.
Yes.
It was Perignon.
Yeah.
So there
boy.
You guys go.
Wow, Mons, thank you. Merry freaking Christmas.
That's how you get a gift.
Woo!
Wait, what?
That's how you get a gift. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, we are going to be balling this season.
I mean, wow.
So are you going to show up?
Look at this.
And your family presents.
My dad's going to be so impressed when I come home with this.
You're going to travel with it?
Dude, you can't take that across state lines.
I can't?
It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You better get a special suitcase.
Dude, thank you. This is the most expensive booze I've ever drank.
Wow.
Are you going to drink it?
I don't know if I'm going to drink it.
There's no reason to save it.
You show it off. It's a status symbol. When people come over, you say, look what I got. I got Dom. Can you have some? No.
When it's 2019, I'm popping this bottle, and I'm going to be the only person with Dom at the party, for sure.
Mm. Will you share it with people at the party?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to hog it for, like, me and Bae, but I'll do a couple shots to some friends. But, like, this is amazing.
Bones, you know how you walk around with your mirror ball?
Mm-hmm.
I may just walk around with this thing all day today.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, man.
Filthy animals.
Wow. Right. That's quite the gift.
Put them down somewhere.
What do you mean? Look at that, guys.
Open it.
Come on. Shake it up and open it like it's the NBA Finals.
Amy, I do have you a gift, too.
Oh.
Hey, would you bring in Amy's gift, please?
Hey, wow. Bobby, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
really,
welcome.
Seriously.
No, thank
this
you, Bobby.
Amazing.
See, I'm grateful.
Watch, back to quiet. Eddie, you're welcome.
Why can I not say thank you?
Raymundo, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow.
I get told to be quiet. No.
Dom Perignon.
I didn't know that's how you say it.
I don't either.
Is it Don or Dom?
Dom.
Oh, with an M. Okay.
Come on, be educated.
I
Amy.
Went with the practical. I knew what you guys wanted. I did practical
this
things
is practical.
This year. Amy's opening her box. It's a little red box. There you go. Open her up. But what in the world can that be?
I don't
it's
know.
So light.
Wow. I really have no
it's
idea.
It's so light.
Is that a ring?
It's so that's what I was wondering. Shut up. Are you joking?
What is it?
Bobby. Are you joking?
No. That's why I need to know where to send it.
Oh. My.
You don't have to say what it is.
No way. Well,
what is it?
We need to know.
You don't have to say what it is.
Are you sure?
Oh, it's rosé all day.
It's not alcohol.
Is this real?
Yeah.
This is the only thing I had on my Christmas list, so I don't know if my husband liked the...
Wait, you had a Christmas
list? It's fine. He'll probably be glad you got this. Yeah, for my husband. Because okay. He asked, and this is all I told him that I wanted. Wow. Okay, so Bobby does listen and pay attention to context clues. This is crazy. Okay, let's just say that it's crazy. Can I say? Or is that too crazy? They're going to think it's crazy.
No, you have to say.
You have to say. Like, I mean, what?
Maybe you don't say right now.
I'm not saying right now. Wow. All I have to say is wow.
Guys.
You even told me.
Can you kind of tell, like, what does it have to do with?
I really cannot believe this. Like, I'm in shock. Like, now I'm thinking about the gifts that... You're going to get at your house, and I'm going to add to it.
No, that's
what I thought, too. I'm
no,
like, dang
it's
it.
Super thoughtful. Like, this is, like, this is so, so thoughtful. And now being a mom and, like, trying to leave my house for things, like, this is so perfect. Like, I need this in my life. Yeah. I mean, I don't need it, but I need it.
Well, GPS.
What is it?
Let's just say it's, I don't know.
What can I look at it? Well, will we know if we look at it?
I am scared for you to see it.
Oh, wow.
Really? I don't even know that. Here, just show me.
Don't show it.
She's hiding it from my
show. I won't say anything.
You'll get so mad. No, just know that this is a gift. It's thoughtful.
Okay,
it's for me. I didn't ask for it.
Okay.
It's a watch.
He did it.
Okay. Let's see.
He'll get mad.
You'll get mad. Step away.
No, I promise I'm not going to get mad. Just show me.
Step away. You'll get mad. Bobby, wow.
You're
welcome. This is so thoughtful.
You're very important to me.
I can tell.
Yeah, good.
I now know I'm very important to Bobby.
Well, is it Dom?
No. I'm speechless, really. Okay. I'm sweating.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
Well, you're welcome.
Open that
don't table. Leave it.
Okay.
Don't leave it. He'll grab
Heck
it and
no.
run with it.
Wow.
I love that you're hiding it from Lunchbox.
I
don't know what it is.
This is crazy.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave
Maybe
it.
Maybe one day we can reveal
it. One day we can reveal
okay.
it.
Okay.
One day. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Wow. How'd you find one?
It's a boat.
It's impossible. Yeah.
An airplane?
Wow.
How did you find one?
I'm sweating.
So it's a rare this diamond.
She's wiping her face down because she's sweating.
This is so thoughtful. So like, it's just that it's not even the price of it so much. It's like the...
Oh.
It's a black diamond.
Yep.
I read about those.
The thoughtfulness of it. Like, you paying attention and then knowing and then... finding it and seeking it out and figuring it out because trust me, I've done research. Wow.
Wait,
like, I gotta call my husband. Wow.
You're like, don't buy this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
We'll do that. Merry Christmas.
I'm trying to
is it hot
out?
In here? I'm never hot
no,
in here.
No, it's not hot.
Hold on.
At all. It's freezing cold.
What?
Like, I'm trying to, like, do you use it? Is it
yes.
something you put on display?
Yes, I'm
like,
going to use it every day.
Every day?
Yes. Every day.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
All right.
You got her a car.
Okay, relax.
Yeah, every
you
day.
You got her a car.
She's going to use it every
She's
day.
She's going to use it every day. You got her a car.
I'm going to hit this.
Wow.
You got her a car.
What kind of car? I mean, something she's been researching.
Yes.
Okay, thank you all.
You
Thanks,
got her
Bobby.
A car.
Bobby, Merry Christmas. Thank
you're,
you.
Okay.
That's so thoughtful.
You're welcome.
Is it like
a... It's not a car.
Okay.
Thank you. All okay. Right. Now, next question.
All right, bye.
Is it a house?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So for Friends, the show Friends, to be on Netflix, they have paid about $30 million a year to keep it up there. Well, to keep it up for the year 2019, they paid anywhere, we don't know the exact amount, between $70 million and $100 million just to have Friends stream on Netflix for 2019.
Yeah, I heard it was going away yesterday.
Yeah, there was like people were freaking out and they didn't know if Netflix would be back come the new year, but Netflix paid the bill. So I'm going to get to keep it for that much.
There must be a lot of people watching Friends.
A lot.
I watch The Office all the time. I used to watch Friends all the time, but now it's just Office on repeat. What else?
Okay, so the NFL, I was hoping y'all could explain some of this to me, but they want to change how punts work, and they're asking people for ideas. So I thought this part was cool, that they know there needs to be a solution, but they're like, hey, if y'all have any ideas, it'd be great to hear from you. I guess punts are dangerous.
Well, football's dangerous.
The whole game is.
Well, they want to make punts safer, and like they're looking for ideas to improve that part and make less penalties and stuff like that. Yeah. So why is a punt dangerous?
The ball goes up, you're standing there to catch it, as you're not looking at the person coming running at you, and then all of a sudden they're running full speed, and you're not, you're standing, and pop. Boom.
Okay.
So my advice would be, fourth down, you just go for it. There are no punts. Ooh. Eliminate the punt.
That would change the game a lot.
It's equal for everyone,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
But it's not an advantage to either person.
Mm-mm. They both have to do it.
Yeah, that's what I would say. What else?
I have been hit by a football before, and it was painful. I was at the Titans game. Before game, they were doing warm-up, and I was standing behind the goal, and the kicker was practicing his kick thingy to go through the thing, and it bounced and hit me, and it's one of the most painful things ever. Like, that ball, if it's going at a nice speed, like, it can hurt.
But these are humans.
Yeah, Bobby's talking about the guy tackling.
Coming running at you.
Not the ball.
Okay. Well, no, I just had my relatable football story. So, anybody in here like French fries?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so next time you eat fries, limit yourself to 6.
Okay.
That's it.
Nope.
That's what the experts say. No.
Mm-mm.
Potatoes are a starchy vegetable that are bad for you anyway, but when you fry them in oil and add salt, they're even worse for you. So health experts are like, look, fine. If you want to indulge in them, have no more than 6 and you'll be good to go.
Isn't the point to eat bad?
My mom always said, eat your vegetables. Potatoes, vegetable, I'm eating it.
There you have it.
Okay, well, 6. That's your limit. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Go back and listen to the podcast if you want to after the show. It's an interesting show today. We did our gift giving, and the rule was it had to be something you already had or owned. And so a myriad of gifts from all the people on the show. We all drew one name, and there you had it. So listen to that back. That'll be a good Christmas time. Joy.
Yeah.
Put you in the season for the reasons of the season.
Seasons of the reasons.
Tomorrow, our St. Jude Radiothon. Lots of artists stopping by tomorrow. If you're looking for a reason to give back, I think tomorrow's show will be a fantastic one. And also just artists stopping by playing good music as well. So that'll be cool. Amy, anything today?
I'm traveling. Yeah. So going to see my dad. But I'll see you guys from the Austin studio.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how we can do that.
Yeah, and I think I can even do the St. Jude phone banks from there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to get better. I've been sick the last couple days. I've been wiping my nose. It keeps running.
Yeah.
I can't catch it. I'm trying to catch it.
I see you added that Mucinex there.
It's a cough syrup.
Yeah.
I need to get some hardcore cough syrup with some scissor.
You'll get it eventually.
What do you mean?
You'll get it. You'll catch it. You keep taking that medicine. You'll get it.
Now I'm talking about I need some of the hydrocodones.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I can stop.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I need to make a call. Amy, answer. Hook it up.
I'm his dealer.
I'm going to do that. I have a mirror ball party right after this where they invited the entire office to come down and see the mirror ball and take a picture.
Oh.
But I don't feel good, so can I just leave the mirror ball out there?
No, they want to see you, too.
They're gonna catch
they wouldn't mind if you just left the ball.
They see me all the time. You know what I mean?
And you don't want to get anybody sick.
Yeah, do that. Got some Boston from New York today I got to meet with. Got business stuff to talk about, how we're going to knock the studio down. The grand plan for this new studio. I've drawn it. It's going to be crazy.
I can't wait. I'm super excited.
It's going to be crazy. Everybody's going to be like, what?
You actually drew it?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, boy.
Well, we all sat around and made pieces. I was like, I want this here and this here. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. So, we got a lot of stuff to do before Christmas.
All right.
Tomorrow, St. Jude Radiothon. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And thank you. BobbyBones.com to see all the presents everybody got, everybody else. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So, choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.